you know, what was crazy about that whole interview, you know, it just completely flipped my whole perspective of fashion itself. Like, you know, especially where he talks about, you know, the energy you get when you're a senior in high school versus when you're about to be a freshman in college. You know, like, you know, me being a freshman in college right now, and like, you know, last year in high school, I was walking around the halls like I was top dog, you know what I mean? Like, you know, I'm out of here in a few months. You know, I can do whatever I want. Like, I'm king, you know? Everybody knows who I am. Everybody knows what I'm about. Stuff like that. And then versus when you go into college and, like, you have to completely reinvent yourself. You got to completely just establish your whole identity again when you're just so used to, you know, having all that already established. And to have that whole perspective put into fashion and streetwear itself, I mean, I never thought of it that way. Like, it was so innovative to me. And, you know, it's crazy, honestly. And another thing that really, really stuck out to me was how Kanye doesn't really emphasize fashion as, like, a hobby or, like, a business or sales or numbers or any of that, but, like, a responsibility. You know what I mean? Like, he's holding himself responsible for how our generation is gonna look. You know, that's a huge deal. And I never put that into perspective of, you know, fashion being more than just, you know, what you can just be into on your downtime, what you're about. Like, it's like to be like, hold yourself responsible about that. Like, that's crazy. And that just goes to show, like, how impacted fashion is nowadays. You know, it's just crazy, because I mean, whether you realize it or not, fashion itself is an art form. You know, being able to put together a certain look, have it radiate off you, is a statement within itself. Like, you making a statement without even realizing it. And, like, that's the beauty of it. That's why I'm so passionate about it. Like, you're communicating with people you just passed by and you're not even saying a single word. What you have on is an extension of your identity, and that's why I'm so passionate about it. And I hope to pass on some of this passion, you know, to you guys. You know what I mean? If you're just tuning in, it is DJ Presto here. You're on radio.dominican.edu. You're listening to Laced Up, my show. Hear about all the ins and outs of urban streetwear, urban street fashion, whatever you want to call it. It's like, you know, what's really cool about streetwear itself is that, like, the trends kind of reflect the story of that time period, you know? Like, it kind of, you see how interest in clothes evolves over time. And it's like, I remember when I was back in, like, 2010, 2011, I was wearing, like, jeans with, like, one pant leg bleached white and a bright colored shirt and, like, you know, probably bright red, bright teal with some stupid graphic on it and, like, a fitted hat that was way too big for me. And I was walking around the mall like, yo, I mean, I'm that dude, you know? I'm that guy, like, envy me, yo. Like, I thought it was all that. And, like, looking back at that, it's like, it's, you know, who let me out the house like that? And, you know, I cringe every time I think of, like, my clothing choices at that time. And what's so crazy to me is that the reality of it is that back then, that was what was hot. That was what was, like, in. That was what kept me relevant. And that was what kept everyone else relevant, looking like that, dressing like that. And it's like, who knows? I mean, 10 years from now, I'm gonna look at what I'm wearing right now and be like, yo, who let me out the house like that? Like, why am I, what am I doing? You know, it's little stuff like that, you know? I'm gonna take a short break here. Short musical break. Oh, one thing you should know about me, I'm just as much into fashion as I am into music. So on my breaks, I like to kind of play kind of music I like to listen to. So yeah, I'm sure you guys are tired of hearing me ramble on and on stuff. So yeah, here on Laced Up, this is DJ Presto, rayo.dominican.edu. We'll be right back.
When you were mine, shadows of your style still remain in my mind. I had to tell myself it's too late to try. Takes my breath away when I realize. Trying not to think of you, yeah. Only got me missing you more,
more and more.
And the loneliness ain't no cure. But I was so very but no. I got nothing left that's holding me back no more. Just trying to feel free, but the feeling's too deep. Can't really shake it myself.
It's not about love, it's not about trust, no. It's all about Benjamin's. It's not about love, it's not about trust, it's all about Benjamin's. It's not about love, it's not about trust, no. It's all about Benjamin's. It's not about love, it's not about trust, it's all about Benjamin's. It's all about about.
Now what you wanna do? Y'all wanna be ballers, shot callers, brawlers. Get up in the bench with the spoilers. I said 3-course meal, hate, denial, then tears. But still, everything's real when it's real. Everything's real when it's real.
Trying not to think of you, yeah. Only got me missing you more.
And the loneliness ain't no cure.
I was over, but no.
I got nothing left that's holding me back no more.
Yeah.
Just trying to feel free, but the feeling's too deep. Can't really shake myself.
It's not about love, it's not about trust,
it's all about Benjamin's.
It's not about love,
it's not about trust,
it's all about
Benjamin's.
It's not about love, it's not about trust,
it's all about
Benjamin's.
It's not about love,
it's all about
Benjamin's.
It's all about
Benjamin's.
Benjamin's.
Being frozen, yeah, my loving is just floating away. Out of these tears, being frozen, yeah, my loving is just floating away. Out of these tears.
Y'all, it is DJ Presto here. Here on Laced Up. Here we talk about all the ins and outs of everything urban streetwear, urban fashion, anything you want to call it. Here on radio.dominican.edu. You know, I just want to say thank you again for tuning in. You know, thank you so much. Like, it could be anyone in the world, but you're here with me, and I appreciate that. The last segment, talked a little bit about Kanye West, you know, and his views, his impact, his whole perspective on the fashion game itself. So, you know, let's dive a little bit more into what he has to offer to the game itself. Kanye's kind of known for a certain look, like a tattered look, like big, oversized shirts, sweatshirts with holes in it, or like tight distressed jeans, boots up to your calves. You know, it's an edgy look. I'm all for it. You know, a lot of people try to mimic that look, me being one of them, and it's a whole class in itself. Like Kanye is his own like category of fashion now, And I'm pretty sure a lot of people can, you know, agree with that. But if you're looking at his clothing, like his specific line, and like you're trying to buy something like that, like you're looking at like $12,000 t-shirts, or like 4 G's for a sweatshirt with holes in it. Like you're paying extremely more for less material, and like that's a stretch, dude. Like honestly, like as much as I'm a fan of Kanye and his music, especially his fashion, his impact, his everything. Like if I'm trying to make an outfit out of everything from that line, like that's tuition money right there. You know, I can't be doing that. You know, I don't know anyone that can be doing that unless you're stupid rich. You know, but I don't know anyone that got that kind of money. And it just, you know, it makes me think, like, does the amount of money that goes into an outfit matter? Or for lack of better words, does sauce cost? I mean, if you don't know what sauce is or what it means to be saucy, it's like, it's a Bay Area term for, you know, how well put together your outfit is, how you carry yourself, how well dressed you are, you know. If someone says you're dipped, it literally means like you dipped in sauce, like you're fresh and like you're fashionable. So, you know, does sauce cost? You know, I personally, my opinion, I don't think so at all. Like, the amount of money shouldn't matter. I mean, if you want to look good, you can look good. Like, I know super fashionable fools out there that wear everything, like their whole wardrobe is from like a thrift store, and I'm talking about like an outfit head to toe, like $30 at the most, plus jewelry. And like that's cool. Like I've seen so many edgy and like retro looks from just out like thrift store looks, like, you know, Buffalo Exchange, or you know, Crossroads on Haight, or Goodwill, you know, places like that. Like, you got some gems in there. You know, it's not even just, like, thrift stores itself. Like, I know, like, people can put together an outfit from, like, Walmart or Target and put together right. And that person could be stunned on anyone that's all Yeezy'd out. You know, all of Kanye's Western brand. Like, if you're head to toe, like, that's kind of doing the most. You know what I mean? And it's crazy because, you know, some people actually think like you got to be completely dipped in brands to look good, to be fashionable. You know, that's crazy. Like, I'm personally, you know, I'm not really with all that. You know, I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm a big fan of, like, high-end brands myself, like Bape or Supreme, BBC, Represent, like, you know, stuff like, where like it would be like $200 for a pair of like jeans or like good denim, or like $800 or like $1,000 for like a good piece of outerwear, or like $110 for like a light piece, like a t-shirt or something. But, you know, just because I'm a fan of those brands, like, of those looks, doesn't mean I automatically think I gotta be completely decked out in all of that just to, like, you know, be fresh, like, to be well-dressed. Like, that's so extra. You know, I actually know people like that. It's weird. Like, one of my best friends, every time I see him, always baped out. And you don't know what Bape is. It's a really high-end brand, you know. I think it originated in like Japan, but you know, a lot of artists right now are putting it on. It's people like Chris Brown, Future, Young Thug, a lot of Bay Area heads out here like really rep Bape, and like that's cool. Like I'm kind of one of them that like has some pieces from there, but you know, it'd be decked out all that, you know, every time like I online shop, I gotta drop like 500 each just to get like something like simple. And you know, it's like, what are you doing? Like, people like that, like, you could be completely, like, I mean, you gotta prioritize a little bit, you know? You gotta be productive with that money. But I mean, I don't know. It's preferences. if I were making that much money, I'd probably be talking about something completely different right now. No? If you're just tuning in, it's DJ Presto here. Here on Laced Up. Here we talk about all the ins and outs, urban streetwear, urban street fashion, whatever you want to call it, or at least through my perspective. Here on radio.dominican.edu. And we were just earlier just talking about, you know, Kanye West and his brands, you know, like his super high-end, expensive, outrageously expensive brands. So let's talk a little bit about his shoes, you know, like Yeezys. If you're into Kanye, or at least into clothes, you've heard of Yeezys. Like, you heard of, you know, it's been a talk of the town for years now, whether it be his Yeezys when he had his deal with Nike or his current deal with Adidas right now. Like, his shoes, like, for retail, like, I'm talking about a brand that sells $1,200 plain white t-shirts. Like, for his shoes, retail, like, it's pretty reasonable. Like, probably like $200 for like his low tops, $350 for mids, $450 for like high tops. You know, like that's reasonable, like for him. But the resale value of those is just outrageously unreasonable, like super out of this world unreasonable. Like, I'm talking about like 2,000 plus for like his lows, even or just that, or like 5,000 plus for anything else in that collection of shoes. And it's crazy. Like, what's the point jacking up like that high? You know, people just trying to like get his shoes, like to look good. What's the point? You know, I know people who like binge buy like a bunch of those shoes for retail and just like completely jack up the prices 10 times the amount, and like what's the point? You know, personally I would never, you know, personally I would never spend over probably like $250 for a pair of shoes, and that's still high for most people. But I mean, I've seen people try to like trade in their cars for these pairs of shoes, and it's like, you're really about to trade in your means of transportation for a look. Like, for real? For real, I don't know. It's just weird. I mean, I used to be a reseller myself. I used to, you know, make like $30-$50 profit off of like $160 pairs of shoes. But I mean, jacking up like 10 times that amount, you know, 2,000, 3,000 plus, and that's just Adidas. You know, I've seen his Nike pairs of shoes go for like $15,000. On eBay, and it's so unnecessary, yo. Like, I don't know. Like, forever, I don't know. If it works for some people, that's them. I ain't with all that. So yeah, I'm gonna take another short musical break here. This is DJ Presto. You're on Laced Up, all about the ins and outs of urban streetwear. You know. Here on radio.dominican.edu. And yeah, see you in a minute. Will follow.
face of your own. But time should make you realize there's more than this. Remove the label that you were assigned. Forget the limits that they taught. Maybe you should take the first step, and the rest will
Welcome back, y'all. It's DJ Presto here. Here on Laced Up. If you're wondering what song that was that I just played, it is Follow by Tom Misch. I'm a really big fan of that song. In case you're wondering, like I said, I'm a huge music fan just as much as I am fan of fashion. Yeah, let's get back into it. This is DJ Presto here on Laced Up, talking about all the ins and outs of urban streetwear, urban fashion, street fashion, whatever you want to call it. And you're on radio.dominican.edu. I'd like to take this segment, kind of highlight my personal style, or what goes on through my head when I try to pick out what I'm wearing the next day, you know, or what got me into what I, how I dress now, or who got gets me into what I dress like now. You know what I mean? So yeah, let's get into it. I started like caring about how I look, or at least following trends, when I was like 12, 13, something like that. And you know, like I said, I made the most questionable clothing choices back then. Like, I mean, that's looking at through the perspective of now, but it's just hell, it's just funny, you know. It's like, what, you know, why would I put that on, you know? Why did I think that was cool? Like I said, that was what was in back then, you know what I mean? Yeah, so back around that time period, like I said, 2010, 2011, maybe like 2009 even, I was really into this dance craze called jerking. I don't know if you guys remember that. I don't know if you were into it back then, but you know, this duo called New Boys, it was Ben J and Legacy, they made this track and it was called You're a Jerk. You know, let me play a little bit of that right now, like just so you get a feel of what was a turning point for my fashion.
You're a jerk.
I know.
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 You're a jerk. 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 You're a jerk.
with it. Got my eyes shut, closed like Rocky hit it.
So, yeah. That was that whole sound, like, that whole, like, song kind of revolutionized this whole subculture, kind of, you know, that, you know, when I watched that music video, seeing people dress a certain way, people rapping a certain way, people dancing a certain way, and it's like, you know, I got into it, I bought into that, and it was a huge part of, you know, growing up, part of my junior high, like, whole experience. And along with that song came this whole movement, like the jerk movement, like, you know, along with the dance, along with the music, like more jerk artists came out, made music similar to that, you know, and like more people started, you know, dancing, adding more dimensions to that dance craze. And along with that came this certain style, you know, like this style of, like this fashion of like tight pants and like bright colors, you know, fitted hats to the side, and like, you know, shirts up to your knees or loud sneakers. It was kind of like this rejection of this whole early 2000s dope boy look, you know, like tall white tees up to your, you know, your shins, or like baggy jeans, Air Force Ones, you know, do-rags and all, sweatbands and all. You know, it was kind of like a rejection of that whole era. You know, we're not going to be like these trying to be gangsters, you know what I mean? We're going to be our own thing. We're going to be different. And that's exactly what was it. That was the whole essence of the jerk movement. It wasn't just the music. It wasn't just style. It wasn't just dancing. It was this whole, like, we're going to be our own thing. And that was probably a turning point in streetwear, at least to me specifically, where, you know, skinny jeans were acceptable to be worn by men. And it's debatable. I mean, maybe it was just my era, my generation, but that was that. And that kind of just stuck with me. Like, I still wear fitted tight pants to this day. And I guess that's the one part of that trend that still resonates with me. Anyways, that was a good portion of why I dress the way I do now. You know, a good reason of how I got into caring about how I look. You know what I mean? I mean, you can look up on YouTube right now. I still got videos of me dancing in the mall, dancing on the streets, wearing what do I got on, you know, like, I don't know what I got on, acting a fool. But, you know, I still got that on there. Like, I still have a document of when I was into that, when that time period, that culture, you know. I mean, you don't have to look it up if you don't want to. I don't recommend it. I'm not very proud of that. But, yeah. And I guess from there, you know, as I graduated junior high, going into college, I grew out of that whole jerking phase, you know, I guess that's where I really got way more interested into the culture of street fashion itself. You know, I tried to educate myself, you know, kind of compare and contrast the, you know, what was popping like in the 80s or 90s, like decades back, and what was hot right now, and somehow like put it together to make my own look. Like, that was kind of my thing, you know? And I guess that's why I'm so passionate about it to this day. Like, the whole fashion look, the whole like culture of it is just super cool to me, you know what I mean? And that's, like I said, that's where I really took clothing and fashion, like, seriously. And, you know, throughout high school, I kind of made a rep for myself. You know, I always broke dress code. I went to private school. I went to Sacred Heart in the Tenderloin of San Francisco, at the heart of the city, you know. And, you know, there was a dress code, like khakis and polo. Like I said, khakis and whatever color polo you want. I always broke dress code just to make a statement, just to, you know, dress how I want to dress. And what's, you know, I kind of made a name for myself doing that. People always knew me as that guy that always dressed a certain way, looked a certain way. And it was, I looked at it as a positive thing. And what's really ironic about that, kind of a side note, for my senior superlatives, I kind of won best dress. So I kind of got awarded for breaking dress code. It's just kind of funny to me. Like that was like a funny side note. You know, if you're just tuning in, it is DJ Presto here on Laced Up, talking about all the ins and outs of urban streetwear, urban street fashion, you know, these looks, these casual, like, urban looking city wear, however you want to view it. Right now, you know, along with what I've been through, like what I just, you know, told you about, like right now I kind of have a certain way I carry myself when it comes to how I dress, how I express myself. And a lot of that has to do with like my personal interest, or musical interest at least, in these artists. Like these certain artists are having a huge impact in helping me express myself, you know. How they dress is like, I want to go for that look. I want to go for, like, ooh, that's edgy. That's super, you know, it's a look. Like, I want to go for that. You know, so just to name a few, like, people like Chris Brown, Bryson Tiller, G-Eazy, J-Ant. You know, you may not know who these people are, but, I'll do my best to kind of describe them and how they dress. I mean, maybe you've heard of them, but, you know, this is my take on how they dress. Let's start with, like, Chris Brown. Chris Brown dresses, you know, very loud, you know, a lot of Bape, you know, a lot of, like, not just high-end brands, but, you know, like, super just eye-catching. It's patterns on patterns, you know, Jordans, like, bright-colored Jordans. It's pretty, you know, hype-beast-y. He breaks a lot of barriers, and that's why he's known for his fashion sense. Like, he's not afraid to go there, to go where some people won't. And, you know, that's that. Like, sometimes, some days I wake up, you know, I wanna do that. I wanna make a statement. I wanna go where some people wouldn't go, especially to school. Like, a lot of people don't really care about how they dress to school, but, you know, I beg to differ. I just like, you know, identifying myself with how I dress. So, yeah, you know, I like. You know, I try to pull off some similar looks to what he's done, you know, like acid wash, denim, Jordan, like, I don't know, like loud tops, snapbacks, or like brightly colored this and that, like putting it together and not just trying to be like, you know, obnoxiously loud, but have like a taste to it, like tastefully, like well put together. And that's what I try to do. Bryson Tiller is a, you know, he blew up recently last year. He's from Louisiana. He's an artist, R&B singer right now. And, you know, he's known for his look. Not real, like, his music, too. Like, his music more than anything. But he is known for his look. And it's, like, a very, very clean-cut look. You know, like, flannels, plain tees, bombers, nice denim. You know, Nike running shoes, or like, you know, whatever, like classic, like Adidas or Nikes, or like subtle colored way Jordans, dad caps, you know, hats with the buckle and the bent rims. You know, it's like I try to go for that look a lot. Like, I try dressing like him a lot lately, just because, you know, it's a easy look to go for. It's always it's a good go to. It's like, if you want to play it safe on like a daily basis, like, you can't really go wrong with it, you know what I mean? Like, man, like, yeah, like, that's his look. And G-Eazy is I don't know if you know him, but he's like an up-and-coming Bay Area artist right now. He's known for his jet black wardrobe. You know, it's very edgy. Super, you know, biker-like, you know, leather jackets, black ripped jeans, black hoodies, black shirts, black bands, black everything, in like the most subtle and simplest way possible. It's like just, it's just black, and it's so well put together, you know. And if I feel pretty edgy when I wake up and try to like put together an outfit, like he's who comes to mind when I'm trying to look like, you know, like that, like pull that off, that similar look. So I'd be wearing like, you know, plain black pants, something like that, like plain black shoes, just all black, like, and in the most, not really simple, but I like to use the word edgy. So yeah, Jayan is a, probably don't know him, he's a really low-key Bay Area artist right now. He's part of the Heartbreak Gang. He's a Heartbreak Gang is not really a gang, by the way, it's a music group, just in case you were wondering. Yeah, he's an up-and-coming Bay Area artist, and he's like low-key right now. Not a lot of people know his stuff, but he puts out some really good stuff, recommended. And I really like him because of his fashion sense as well, not just the music. You know, I can only identify it with one word. Like, he's a skater, super skater, like OG skater. Talking about like denim, you know, simple striped shirts, like baggy, not really baggy clothing, and then like, you know, weathered hats and very, like, very, very beat up Vans, messed up skating shoes. Like, and I have some Vans too that are like completely just messed up. Like, they're not in good shape. And if they're not in good shape, that is like honestly the better they're well off, because it's the look. Like, Vans are just, this is look better messed up. You know, that's the look I try to go for sometimes, you know, like just a simple hat, you know, t-shirts, striped shirts, tight denim, and some you know, or ripped jeans, or like, and some just Vans, you know. And as you can see what I was just talking about, I have, you know, a number of looks I try to go for. That's just to name a few of like the probably like the top, you know, people I look up to for fashion sense or like advice or what looks I try to go for. And, you know, I have a lot of looks I try to go for, you know. A lot of people, you know, I can't really tie down my look to one specific category, you know what I mean? And it's, I mean, people who know me, like, know what's up. Like, they know that's a valid point. Like, I look completely different, like, for the day before. And, like, I'm really proud of that. I mean, a lot of people kind of conform to a specific style. And, like, that style is kind of part of that identity. But that, I mean, that's cool. That's the thing. But I personally, like, you know, where's the fun in that, you know? Where I personally like to switch it up every day, you know, wear completely something completely different from what I wore the day before, whether I'm trying to be comfy, trying to be skater, trying to look, you know, edgy, loud, you know, clean cut, whatever. Like, that's just me. Like, I like switching it up. You know, that's kind of my take on fashion itself and like streetwear. You know, tune in every Thursday, 5 to 6, for more of my take on other trends and other pieces of clothing. This is just to start off my first show. Thank you a lot for tuning in. This is DJ Presto here, Laced Up, talking about all the ins and outs, urban streetwear, you know what I mean? Thank you so much for tuning in. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with me, and I appreciate that. Thanks so much. All right, y'all.